BJW Mobile.
Defend 4ZLK Mobile.
Just getting back from the vet, now going back to the vet. I left the cat's medicine on the counter on the way home. Don't you hate it when that happens?
Things like that before.
Where are they, or what, is there a plan yet?
I actually headed back home, but I can meet you. I mean, I can head out that way now if that's all right with you.
I mean, I'm headed toward the, I'm headed toward Wade Hampton. I could turn around and go back and get it. How far are you from Greer?
Probably 30 minutes, 45 minutes maybe.
I might be able to go to the vet and get back. It takes me about 10 minutes each way. That's 20 minutes to go pick up her medicine and get back. And then I could, when I get back, I could pick up the tuner and then come back and meet you somewhere in Greer.
From the 25, I guess, 101, because I'm almost actually in my house, but I can swing back that way. I'd be happy to meet you.
Then I would go the other way when I get back. I would go up toward Sandy Flat. You know where that is?
I can meet you, you know, closer to your home. You don't have to, you don't have to head my way. I'm fine with, you know, you're doing me a favor.
Yeah, I'm retired. I can do more than I used to be able to do. I used to not ever be able to do anything. Now I can do everything.
I forgot to look at it. LD something. It was $80 or something like that.
I don't remember. There's too much on that sheet to remember it all.
You know, I looked at the sheet again, and it said Gary had it, but it seemed like I remembered you had it with you when you met Patrick at the Five Guys.
Hey, there. And I should have it back at home again, but I'll check when I get back home just to make sure before either of us go out of our way.
Just let me know. I'll have the radio on, and we'll make it work.
What is today Friday?
Wow, you are retired, aren't you?
I think our dog appointment was on Friday, and I went to that today. So, yeah, that makes it Friday. Yes, I am retired. I had a project manager that used to work for me at the bank when I was working there. He's changing jobs. He wanted me to write him a letter of recommendation. So I got that done this morning, but it was about 3 days ago that he asked. I told him what they say about retirement. You never know how you had time for anything, how you had time for work before you retired. That is absolutely the case.
This was kind of an unexpected day for me. I got in, and there was another guy who they thought he was going to be off, so they already had his route covered. So he wanted to work, and I usually want to work, but you know how beautiful it is out today, and it's a Friday. I'm off Monday. So he said, do you want to go home? And then on the way home, I've been thinking about all the stuff I need to do and how I'm not going to have time to get it done.
Same thing, and this time would keep on creeping by, and it just, there's so much on the list and only so much that can get done. I remember that. And now the only difference is the list got bigger. there's still more things to do than there is time to do them.
If I'd stayed at work, you know, I wouldn't even be thinking about them. But now I'm like, oh man, I can do this. I got to do that. I got to get that done.
It's like somebody told me, if you don't plan out your day yourself, somebody else will plan it out for you. So that's something I got to get a handle on, because I don't have a handle on that yet. I'm kind of, my wife is really having a heyday because she's getting all kinds of stuff she wants done. But I got to pull the reins in on that a little bit.
Someone else planning your day, and my wife is good at that. And it's fine, you know, because that's what marriage is about, and I'm happy to do those things, but a lot of other things get put on the back burner.
I need to do that too for the first 6 months, but now I'm starting to see there's no end to that. that's light at the end of the tunnel. There's no light at the end of that tunnel. It's just one thing after another, so I like to fly. I like ham radio. I like other things too. So it's going to have to, like you said, it's going to have to turn into a balance.
I would like to be a woodworker one day, and I've got projects that I'm in the middle of, and I like ham radio, but I also have to work right now, so that's even harder. Now we have two new little grandbabies, and so, I mean, you know what's going to take precedence there.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer there. I remember when I was when my kids were young, and I was working full-time and going to school and still flying and still getting stuff done. I think I was able to get a lot more done back in those days than I am able to get done these days and times.
I've heard someone say, who would know about a lot of these things, that kids who go to college, the ones who hold jobs while they're in college, actually are more productive because they learn to balance their time better, where ones that, you know, they can't have a job because they've got to study. They're the ones that end up, generally, there's always exceptions, but they end up having more trouble with their time management than ones having jobs.
There's something to that, because I was working and going to school and raising a family and flying airplanes all at the same time and having a blast, and none of that stuff got behind, but the house was new, the cars were young, the kids were little. It was a different set of circumstances. Now the house is older and needs work on it all the time. The cars are new, they don't need work, but the house does. And other things are older than they used to be that need more work than they used to need. I guess it's just life. I guess we're just living life, huh?
Oh, and I just realized there's another hobby I have, too, because I'm passing the river here, and I like to fish. So that's one of my cheap hobbies. I don't have a boat, so I just go find the rivers or I go to the pond in the backyard, but that takes time, too.
That when I lived in Indiana on the Wabash River, I used to go out and put a line out there and catch a catfish. And when I was a kid before that, when we moved all over the United States, up north, down south, back and forth many times. One of the times while I was down here, I was in the Boy Scouts and we went up to Mount Pisgah. And, well, it was more than once, but several times we would go hiking through the trails and we would fish for trout in the cold streams up in Mount Pisgah. And I tell you what, I'll remember that for the rest of my days. There was no better food than catching a trout out of the cold river, filleting it, putting it in your pan with a little bit of butter, cooking it up and eating it. Man, was that good.
Many times I've also just kind of cleaned them a little bit and put them on a hot rock right beside the fire when we were camping. And that, there's nothing like it. Anyway, now I want to quit ham radio and go back to fishing again.
Doing that when I was younger. I liked fishing. That is kind of relaxing. Up there in Indiana doing that in the Wabash River, catching those catfish. And they're pretty good eating catfish, too. I know a lot of people don't like to eat them because they're bottom feeders, but they're still good to eat. They were good to me, anyway. Miss those days. But like Ray used to say, those were the good old days, but I wouldn't go back to them for nothing.
A lot of that you can say about some things I'm not so sure about. And catfish can taste different depending on the cleanliness of the river they come out of.
Teenagers back then, I wasn't a teenager. I was like 7 or 8 years old, 6, 7, 8. There's some teenagers, though, that had their own car, and they used to go fishing for catfish, too. And they would catch catfish. I remember one of them knocking on our door. It was dark. It was outside, and it was almost time for my sister and me to go to bed. And we went to the door when my dad went to the door, and he said, his name was Joe, and he was a teenager. He said, I got something I got to show you. And he had this rope really tight over his shoulder, and he turned around, and the catfish lips were right there at the top of his shoulder, and the tail of the catfish was dragging the ground. And this was, you know, like a 17-year-old. And there were three of them there, three of them in that bundle. So the Wabash River makes big catfish.
Some big sizes. I remember probably back in the 80s, there was, for some reason, they were diving there at the dam on the Saluda Lake, right there at the Saluda Dam Road. And some of those divers, a couple of those divers came back up and said they saw catfish down in there that were as big as they were.
A poultry truck went in down there. I remember that myself. I'm here at the vet to pick up Lucy's medicine that I left sitting on the counter. I'll be back in just a minute or two. N4ZOK, W4DJW.
Way, a little traffic here on 11. They were doing some work, but we'll see you in a little bit. N4ZLK.
DJW, mobile again.
DW. Yes, sir, Dave, it's Tyler. I had a quick question for you, if you got a second.
Go ahead, Tyler. Good to hear you on the radio.
If I understand correctly, you're still going through a bunch of the items for sale from the estate, and I was going to see if you're going through them, if you come across or if they have any SWR watt meters or any other tuners or anything for sale, I might be interested in some of those.
I know there was some SWR and watt meters. I don't know if they're all gone. Gary had those, so I'll check to see if I have any. I might have one of them, but I think Gary had most of them. But the last tuner is about to go. I think Shane's going to get the last tuner here in just a few minutes. But there were like three or four SWR measurement devices, like watt meters and stuff, like cross needles and that kind of stuff.
Check what you got if you don't mind, and I guess I'll check in with Gary when I get a chance and see what he has on the meters. And I guess let me know, I guess, if Shane decides not to get the tuner. Sounds like he probably will, but in any case, you can shoot me an email or something if he decides not to. But I appreciate all of that.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll let you know. And were you on the Simplex net last night?
Heard you. I didn't know if you could hear me or not.
I don't remember. I remember I heard 10 of them. I remember I was listening intently for each minute, so I don't remember specifically which ones I heard, but I know I heard 10 of them. What was your location?
Taylor's. I'm right near, I'm like one street up from Northwood Middle School. You can almost see it from my house.
I thought I would have heard you and remembered it because you were in Taylor's, but did you hear Daniel?
Was booming in so loud I had to turn the volume down.
He was the loudest one I got. He was S9 plus 40. I didn't make note of what equipment that he had, and I don't know where in Taylor's he is, but he sounds like he was my next door neighbor.
I think he's only like maybe a mile and a half from me at the most, so he's not far from me. I was actually surprised how many of the stations up in like Tryon, Landrum, Inman, and even up in like Polk County that I picked up on.
Did you get Keith in Columbus?
But I'm pretty sure I got 11 stations, and I'm pretty sure Keith was one of them. A lot of those stations up there were kind of, S3 or so, and a lot of static, but still totally readable if you listened.
That's the same with me. Keith was readable. He wasn't like breaking the speaker, but he was readable. And then there was two or three of them that I could hear. There was no S meter reading whatsoever. I could hear them, but I couldn't make out what they were, so I didn't count them. But I could hear them talking, but I couldn't make out their voice or what they were saying or anything like that. So, propagation gets better. It might, next, if they do this again multiple times, it may go up and down. Who knows?
I've got some height on it. It's probably at the top of the J-pole. It's probably almost 40 feet, if not 40. So I've got a decent antenna height, but it's just a J-pole. So I had several stations where, I'd get like just one little tick on the meter, and I couldn't make anything out, a lot of static, but you could hear a little kind of a word or what sounded like a word every now and then under the static. So I think last night, with it being kind of rainy, I'm sure that didn't help. A lot of water in the atmosphere doesn't really help VHF. And between that, maybe if next time it's a clearer night, better conditions, and if I can get a little bit more gain on an antenna by then, maybe something better than the J-pole, I think I could pick up at least three or four more stations.
Interesting. I'm looking forward to that chart that shows who can hear who. And that's going to be interesting. And I've got plenty of gain, and I've got plenty of power, but I live in an RF hole. I do have an opening to the northwest, which is where the repeater is to me. So I am kind of lucky in that respect. I've got a beam pointed right at the repeater, and I've got clear line of sight to it. But everything else around me, I'm kind of like down in a dome where my VHF signals go up, but they don't go out. So I was surprised to be able to hear 10 of them. I thought that was really good. I was happy with the results.
Got really well, and I think Chad was pretty happy with it, and I think also they were happy that at least somebody could hear Patrick, because I know from what they were telling me, he's pretty far up there. He's kind of on the outskirts and the edges of the circle of people we had in the net.
KO4HKX.
Yeah, Patrick's going to have to learn how to fly a multirotor and take it up 400 feet and drop a 2-meter antenna out the bottom of it, and then he'll talk to everybody. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Ready?
Correct on that. I didn't look at the watch.
When you're having fun, right?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Got out of the dentist office, so I wasn't having fun.
Well, you are now, because that's in your rearview mirror now, so that makes it fun.
So, who all could hear me last night? I haven't heard.
Fortunately, down here in Taylor's.
I wasn't too either, but I think I heard Chad telling Steve this morning that there's only one that could hear you or that you could hear.
To hear Ed out of Bavard, and there's still a mountain between him and I, so it was an S3, S4, but readable.
White Moses that lived in Transylvania County, KD4 USA, you ever heard that call? Or, you know, he lived up there, and he found a way to get around that.
I have not, and I live in Transylvania County.
Bulldozer over on another mountain, and he went over there and got them to turn that bulldozer so its blade was pointed at him, and his signal would hit that bulldozer blade and bounce around the mountain, and that's how he was able to get into this repeater.
Having a tough time getting into the repeater today at home. I'll have to send you a video I took of what was going on this morning when Steve and Chad were talking about the Simplex net last night and how bad it was. I don't know what is going on, but something is just covering up my 2-meter during the daytime.
Warts in the house. I remember I had to go through all of mine. I removed about 30 wall warts to get rid of that same problem.
Do a little more research in it, but as far right now, I don't know of anything that would cause that, but it's funny that it's only during the daytime.
Turned on during the day that you don't use at night?
I don't know. There was nothing on. I mean, the TV, nothing. The house, none of the lights in the house. Only thing on that I know of was my radio.
In the neighbor's house, even. You never know.
Was wondering.
It could be one of the things we found is like a weak connection on a power pole that didn't start to make noise until people started pulling power off of it during the day. At nighttime, it'd go away. In the daytime, it would be there because it was under a load. And it was a weak point under a load. And when the load came on, the noise was there. When the load went off, the noise went away.
Do you have a battery you can run your radio off of? Because if you really think it's something from a neighbor or from outside, if you run off a battery and just turn your main breaker off in your house, you can eliminate that pretty quick.
Yeah, that's one of the plans for this weekend is I have a battery set up where I can do that. So I'm going to give that a try.
The house, gentlemen. Good talking to you. I'm going to say 7-3 and see you guys later on down the road. This is W4CTW.
I'll let you know if I've got any of those meters, W4DJW. I'm about to be at home, too.
7-3 Tyler, nice to talk to you. And, Dave, I'm getting close to home myself.
Have a good weekend. Enjoy. It's a weekend, officially. Enjoy it.
I'm hoping to do a little bit of antenna work this weekend and maybe improve my situation.
There's always a multirotor with a 2-meter antenna hanging out the bottom of it.
Yeah, you may have to give me flying lessons.
We'll do that. We've tried to get that before. We'll keep trying until we make a pilot out of you.
I don't know. We'll see. I love playing with RC cars and stuff, so But I'm sure that's a lot different.
All right, well, I'll let you go. It's good talking to you. Have a good weekend. W4DJW.
73 is Dave. Have a good weekend yourself. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Dave, I'll contact you here in a little bit. N4ZLK.
All right, well, I'll go upstairs and get on the main rig when I get my hands on that tuner. Make sure I still got it. And I'll give you a call. Or just wait for you to call me. W4DJW.
Get a little cash. So I'm looking for some place now, and then I'll be headed that way. N4ZLK.